Naked Time is singer-songwriter Diana Darby's debut album. The work is aptly named. The lyrics include some images and experiences that one might only have the courage to examine when no one else is looking. The CD artwork includes a flower and this epigraph. Perhaps I was silent because I was scared no one would listen. Perhaps I was silent because I was scared of what I might say. Diana Darby is my guest in this portion of the Afternoon Magazine. She's in Champaign-Urbana for a performance this evening from 7 to 9 p.m. at Pages for All Ages Bookstore in Savoy. Diana, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Are those the universal scares for a singer-songwriter, you suppose? No one will listen, scared of being out there? And
I don't know if they're for all singer-songwriters, but they were or are for me. I think that's a line that came to me one night when I was riding around in a car, and it just sort of summed up how I've lived my life, I think. I felt very voiceless in my family growing up. And for me, I turned to writing as a means of expressing my voice because I didn't feel I had much of an oral voice, so I turned to writing.
Hmm. The fears are reflected, I think, in the lyrics of some of the music on Naked Time. What would you like to say about this collection of songs?
Well, it's my first venture out into the world of being an artist. I think they're songs that came from my own demons that I hadn't explored as much previously as until I started writing this album and these songs started coming out.
Hmm. Do you begin with a lyric or a melody in mind?
Usually, when it's at its best, they happen simultaneously. Usually I go into some sort of emotional space, pick up my guitar and start playing and singing certain lines. And a lot of the times when the lines come, I have no idea what they're about or what they mean. I just kind of go with it as much as I can.
Right. Don't question the muse. You've got your guitar here with you.
Mm-hmm.
Would you play something for us?
Sure. I think I'll play, this is a fairly new song. It's not on the album. And then maybe after that we can play one that is. But this is a song called Alone Tonight.
Well, you're a fine mess, crying on the bathroom floor, wrapped up in your overcoat, waiting for your train to come. And it's a pity how you ever got this way. A man of your experience should never let it come to this. And you wait alone tonight. Just yourself. You wish the sky would melt and take you up alive. When you were little, playing on your rocking horse, no one taught you who you are. No one gave a damn for you. Now you've forgotten everything you thought you knew. The carpet and the carousel are nothing but a blur to you. And you wait alone tonight, alone with just yourself. You wait. the sky would melt and take you up alive.
That's lovely.
Thank you.
What's that called?
Alone Tonight.
Alone Tonight. Lovely. So there's another CD in the works.
Yeah, there's another CD in the works. I think even these songs might even be more naked than First Round, if that's possible. Getting more naked.
In the notes to the CD Naked Time, there's a picture of you as a little girl playing a keyboard. How old were you when
I was
this
about
was
7 or 8, and that was at the National Music Camp in Interlaken in Michigan. And they had, I think I was too young to go, and it was like a 2-month program, which was way too long for me to be away from home, I think. But you could take any instrument you wanted, and I took the harp at one point. I had a class I took called Music Exploration. You could try out every instrument. I tried the trumpet and the harp and the violin, and that was a piano class, and they had these headsets that you wore, and you could hear the instructor. They would like tell you things, and you'd play along on the keyboard.
That's a great photo.
Thank you. And so, that's a pretzel. It looks like a peace sign, but it's actually a pretzel.
Oh, actually, I was thinking it was French fries.
They had these really great pretzels there that I liked.
Yeah. So you were really into the music thing from a very young age.
Huh? I was very into the writing thing. I've written poetry all my life since I was about 5, and that has been and still is my first love. And the music thing was sort of like, I think I was always drawn to it, but I don't know. I didn't have that much confidence in that part of myself. I liked it, but my family was very much sort of like, you grow up and become a doctor, a lawyer. You don't grow up and become an artist. Mm. So my sister's a doctor, so, you know.
Well,
one of us. I don't know. I faint at the sight of needles, so I'm not really a good candidate for that kind of thing.
But. Well, your folks should be very happy.
Yeah. Poverty aside, they probably are. Yeah.
And is it true? I read in some material about you that you did a gig as a sitcom writer.
It's true. It is true. I know people, you know, this is like my haunted past. Other people have affairs in their background. I wrote for Full House. That's my horrible past. I did my master's at USC Film School, and I was a screenwriter and a television writer. And I got accepted in this program at Warner Brothers called the Warner Brothers Writing Workshop. And in the course of that 8-week program, you write a TV script. And if you're lucky, they put you on a show, on a show as a staff writer. And I was like the first person they placed on a show. And unfortunately, it was Full House, which is not my kind of humor. My humor is very dark and demented, as, you know, my writing's much darker than that. And so I was there about 8 weeks and wrote an episode, and that was pretty much it. It wasn't the show for me. Maybe if it had been Seinfeld or Larry Sanders or, you know, like Sex and the City, maybe I'd be a TV writer right now. But
well, maybe it's all for the best.
Yeah, I think so. I think this is what I really love to do. And I always say that for me, songwriting is the closest to poetry. And people ask me my influences, and it's definitely more poets than even musicians that I often say.
I would guess Leonard Cohen and Janice Ian.
Leonard Cohen definitely is one. I love Dylan. I've actually really gotten into the Velvet Underground and Love. I really love Arthur Lee and Love. And I was into them before they reissued their Forever Changes. But musically, I think I'm getting more experimental. But in terms of literary, definitely Anne Sexton and Sharon Olds and Mary Oliver and poets. I just love what they do with words.
We're growing short on time, unfortunately. Yeah. You're going to be at Pages for All Ages tonight.
7 o'clock.
And then anywhere else in Illinois or Indiana for the next little while here?
I'm going to Milwaukee tomorrow for Milwaukee Institute of Art and Design, and then playing a show in Chicago for Uncommon Grounds. I think that's April 6th, I believe.
Okay. Do you have a website where that
Yes, I do. It's www.dianadarby.com.
Okay, that's easy to remember. And for listeners listening to us this afternoon, tell you what I'll do. We don't have enough time to play another song, but tomorrow afternoon I'll play something from the CD.
Okay, that'd be great.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for...
Thank you so much for having me.
...talking with us this afternoon. Diana Darby, Naked Time, her debut album. This evening she'll be at Pages for All Ages bookstore in Savoy at 7 o'clock.